It's a few minutes past 9 in the morning. As in the office of Attorney Perry Mason, Della Street ushers Mr. Donald T. Wallace to the door.
Goodbye, Mr. Wallace.
Oh, Gertie, get Lieutenant Donald Halverson, Police Headquarters, Auto Theft Division. Mm-hmm, yes, I'll wait.
Perry, I didn't want to say anything while Mr. Wallace was here. Oh, are you calling Lieutenant Halverson?
Oh.
Say hello for me.
Oh. Oh, hello, Don. Perry Mason. Yes, I'm going ahead. You know, Wallace was just here. We're starting as of right this minute. It's 9:15 now. Can you get the boy out of jail? Meet us at the morgue at 11. Oh, I know you'll have to get on your horse. So, saddle up and get, partner, right?
You didn't say hello for me.
Well, say hello yourself when we meet them.
Yes, sir. Do you mind telling me something? Did you have to return Mr. Wallace's check?
It wasn't Mr. Wallace's check.
Okay, Counselor, to be very specific, the check given you by the group of insurance companies by Mr. Donald T. Wallace, their spokesman.
Well, now that is a good specific question.
Isn't it?
Yes. So I'll give you a good specific answer. Yes, I had to give it back.
Well, that's a good specific answer. But I don't see why.
Della, returning a check for $50,000 made an impression on you.
Frankly, it did.
Okay. It'll also make an impression on that group of insurance men. All of them. And all of them except Mr. Wallace must think that I'm not going to work for them. I returned the check to convince them. Okay?
Yes, Perry, only you will have to finance the investigation.
Mm-hmm. And I'll collect later. Besides, expenses shouldn't exceed $1.98 to begin with.
What?
Well, unless we can make Francis Riley talk, I won't have a thing to start on. If I make him talk, if he gives us a lead to the stolen car syndicate, I'll take up the matter of financing with Mr. Wallace. Now, does that make you feel better?
Much.
I'm glad.
Uh-oh. Yes, Gertie? Who? Oh, wait a minute. Ed Beatman's here, Chief. He'd like to see you if you have time.
Oh, tell him I... No, send him in.
Okay, Gertie, send him in. We've got to do the Emerson contract,
Della, we will. I don't think Ed would barge in if it weren't important.
Hello, Mr. Mason. Mr. Street.
Hello,
hello, Ed.
Sit down.
No, thanks, Mr. Mason. You're busy, and I won't take long. There's other people I could ask, I guess, but you know Ord and me, you know Katie. And this is personal. I'd like to keep it that way. Kate's got a job in a nightclub.
Oh? But the doctor said that she mustn't even try to dance.
It's not a dancing job.
Well, what is it?
That takes a little explaining. Maybe you can guess how she feels now. She can't dance anymore. Ord and I, well, we didn't know what was going to happen, which way Katie was going to jump. Well, you came by to see her right after the doctor broke the news. She wouldn't even talk to you.
We understand, Ed. She was disappointed and hurt, and she... I am surprised she got a job so soon.
Me too. Especially the kind of job she... You know what that kid wants to do? She wants to learn to be a dance director. All her life, all she's ever wanted is to be a dancer. Now she can't be, so she takes the next best. She'll learn to be a dance director.
Well, that takes courage.
We think it does, Miss Street. We wouldn't have been surprised if Katie steered clear of dancing and anybody who can dance. We're proud of her. I had a reason for telling you how tough she feels. She's not thinking straight. Nord and I are scared she's making a mistake. Not because she wants to be a director. If that's what she wants, it's okay with Audrey and me.
Just being in a nightclub.
Yes, sir. Miss Helen Powers, she's the big director who gave Kate the audition.
Yes, I know.
She says she'll take Katie under her wing and teach her after Katie gets some practical experience. Ord and I figure there's better places to get experience than a nightclub.
Yeah, I think that's true. Possibly in the theater. Look, Ed, I know some people.
Kate,
I
don't want to wait and find another job, Mr. Mason.
But what'll she do in the nightclub?
Work in the dressing room. Short stop for the entertainment manager. Work in the kitchen, maybe. Learn the practical side of the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Mr. Mason. Sounds like wasting time to me, too, but you got to understand how Katie feels. She got an awful jolt, and she can't sit still. She wants to grab the first thing comes along. I talked to her, so did Ord. We can't change her mind, though.
Well, are you going to let her take the job?
We gave our permission. It was either that or come out flat-footed and tell her she couldn't do it. Kate's almost 20. She's a lot like a mother. I learned a long time ago not to tell Ord she can't do something.
Mm-hmm. So?
Miss Powers says the club is okay. Miss Powers ought to know, but... You see, I don't know Miss Powers. Now, I can't go look the place over. I'm on parole, but... I was thinking, well, people like you take in a club now and then. Ord saw an item in the paper about you this morning.
In other words, you'd like me to look it over.
When you have a chance. And if you will.
All right. But, Ed, the most I could give you is an opinion.
I'm not asking you to take any responsibility. Just look it over. I'll feel better when somebody I know sees the place firsthand. And, Mr. Mason, if it don't look right to you, you tell me, huh?
All right.
Well, the place hasn't opened yet. It opens sometime this week, but I've got an address here on the card.
Tony's. Out in the suburbs.
That's right. Think you can do it, Mr. Mason?
Well, I can try.
It'd sure mean a lot to us. Look, I know the Beekmans have been taking up a lot of your time. I know none of the Beekmans are important. But unimportant, helpless people have got to have someone to lean on.
No, right? Don't explain it. I understand.
Well. Okay, Mr. Mason. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I'll get out.
Okay, Ed. Now, Della, will you get out the Emerson file, please? A short time later, in city jail, Police Lieutenant Donald Halverson follows a guard down a stone corridor, stops as the guard unlocks the door to Francis Riley's cell.
Give me 5 minutes, Ryan.
Yeah?
My name is Lieutenant Halverson, Francis.
What do you want?
Not much. So take it easy. Smoke?
No.
Go ahead.
I don't smoke. Look, what do you want, Lieutenant?
Does it bother you if I smoke?
What are you asking me for? I can't stop you.
I just take it easy, son. You don't have to be afraid of me.
I'm not afraid.
No? We think you are. That's why I'm here.
I don't get you.
Well, I'll make it good and simple. We think you're scared, son. We think you're scared because you know something.
Like what?
And we think somebody got to you in here and warned you to keep your mouth shut.
You can think what you want, Lieutenant.
In other words, we're wrong. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Then you've got nothing to be afraid of. And, you won't mind taking a trip.
Sir?
You and I. I'm going to take you out for a while.
Why?
Oh, to show you something.
Where?
The morgue.
Why take me to a morgue?
You scared?
I told you, Lieutenant, I'm not scared. What have I got to be scared of?
You tell me. I'll call Ryan.
Do I have to? Look, I talked to a lawyer, two lawyers.
One of them was Perry Mason?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mason said I don't have to see anybody I don't want.
Mr. Mason wants you to go with me.
Why?
Because he thinks you know something that you're scared to tell. No. Now, let's go, kid.
No.
You like it better if Mr. Mason asks you personally?
It wouldn't make any difference, Lieutenant. I'm not going out.
That's where you're wrong.
Mr. Mason told me
I didn't. Now I'm telling you. There are some things you can't be made to do and some things you can. Now, I can make you go with me.
But
now, just let me explain it. I can go to court and get an order, then come back here and get you. I'll do that if I have to. But Mr. Mason asked me to make this clear. You know what I'd have to tell the man at the court? I'd have to say that I want to take Francis Riley out of jail to show him some things, and the man would say why. And I'd have to tell the man, well, sir, I think Riley is withholding evidence. He'd let me take you out of jail, but it'd be wide open. Mr. Mason says to tell you the guys you're scared of might hear about it. He says the best thing for you is to come along with me willingly. Now, do you think Mason's a square shooter?
Yeah.
Look at me, son. You believe I've given you the straight goods?
Yeah.
All right, then time's wasting. We'll pick up your hat and coat downstairs. Okay, Ryan, let us out.
Well, as you know, Francis Riley is Perry Mason's only lead to the auto theft syndicate. And as you also know, the lead could point directly to the very nightclub where Kate Beekman is going to work. So be sure to hear tomorrow's important and surprising development.